like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, what does this remind you of? All men are created equal.
Is this a trick question? Lincoln, of course, and Lincoln is the movie we are reviewing this week. What a film, John.
Yes, and put Lincoln together with Steven Spielberg, we have a magnificent historical drama.
This was so much better than I expected. And I expected a lot. Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, Tommy Lee Jones, Steven Spielberg, wrap it up and you just get a fantastic
yes.
film. And I think this is a film every school kid should go and see.
Sure. Now, fear not that it's an historical lesson, although it is. It's got to be good for everyone. And if you prepare your kids about the 13th Amendment, the abolition of slavery, before you go in there, that context will help them. Don't look for battlefield scenes. There's one. Generally speaking, this is about the legislature.
That's the part to me that's extremely interesting. We just got out of an election, and it was very interesting to see how our country either has changed, in your opinion, a lot, or really hasn't changed much. The mark of a really great actor is when you forget they're an actor and you really believe they're the part they're playing. And holy bejeezies, Daniel Day-Lewis, we all have heard about his kind of method acting and how he develops into a character.
So
he is Abe Lincoln. And I thought Sally Field, she did an incredible job as well. The acting, superb.
And I was a bit annoyed by Sally Field. The role of Mary Todd Lincoln in her depressed state kind of annoys me.
Well, but that means she did what she was supposed to do by annoying you, because she was kind of annoying.
And she really is about 65 and she's playing a 46-year-old woman. So those things just bother me, but
yeah, but I mean,
she's 10 years older than Daniel Day-Lewis.
You're a little harsh when it comes to the ladies, John. We all know this. I thought she was great. Tommy Lee Jones,
oh, get out, as Thaddeus Stevens, the radical Republican,
on fire. He was fantastic. There is one particular scene where he gives this speech that you just I wanted to stand up and cheer.
So all of them, your three little, like, Marx brothers.
James Spader, who's from our favorite Brat Pack 80s movies, there isn't a dull moment in this. I will say, though, I'm a little troubled, and I'm questioning why that wasn't shown. We know about it.
They shouldn't have had it, because everybody knew it.
If you're going to include it, wouldn't you really include it and either show it to us or at least give us a part of it? Instead, it was said and never shown.
No, it's certainly contentious as to whether you should even have that scene or not. So much is done. I think there's one shot of him walking away by himself.
Before he goes to the theater.
Yes,
but then the scene directly following that is a scene at a theater, but hey, it's not Ford Theater. So it's a little confusing, and it really made me pause for a moment and say, wow, that kind of ruined this whole thing.
It's all
right.
You know, and that's just maybe a misstep on the part of a brilliant director.
Perhaps it was a studio. Someone said, we need this to add this part of it, because you really didn't need it. So that was the only thing to me that I felt, I don't know, maybe would change my grade from A to A minus.
Oh, no. And I give it an A because there's A all the way around this. There's A from Daniel Day-Lewis, A from Steven Spielberg, Tony Kushner, who wrote Angels in America and actually collaborated with Spielberg on Munich. So you know that it's first rate. And Doris Kearns Goodwin's novel, The Team of Rivals, is from which Stopper took the material. So it's all first rate, but can it be done without oppressing you? Yes. Can it be done with a sense that this is history? And when you have put that together, what we went through in a couple of weeks ago in our election, and when you see that honest Abe Lincoln had to be slightly less than honest to get through this magnificent
piece. He is a politician, John. Take your grandkids, take your kids, take your boyfriend, take your husband, take your wife. Go and see this, discuss it, and I think this is Academy Award.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis will get the Academy Award for Best Actor, and I do believe that this will be a contender for Best Picture of the Year.
Oh, certainly.
So you'll never hear us agree again, audience, in this way.
Look, we did it. It is Thanksgiving, after all. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting its third annual Holiday Film Classics, starting November 21st, with perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Further details and reservations online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.